Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a good day. Even if we're miles away. It's a good day. You're all I need anyway.
Take a deep breath. Drink of water. Ready to go. With another hour of the Doug Steffen Show, the Good Day Show, with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. You may recall, if you're a follower of fashion here, many of you can't listen to the whole program, which is absolute shame, as there are so many important things that are said through the course of every one of these 5 or 6 hour extravaganzas we go through every day. So for those of you who don't remember my discussion last Friday, focusing on women are taking over the world. And I said this in the most positive way, and I'm actually trying to remember why or how I get into it, which may not be important to the story. It seems to me there was a survey of CEOs and I don't know, I mean, wherever I went with it, it wasn't important. The fact that came out of the conversation that's worth remembering is how many women are going into various schools coming out. I think we were talking about doctors. And I don't remember, Jennifer, whether you remember, but I do. I think in earnest, I was talking in the most positive terms about how good it is, and I say this with regularity, that women are better at organizing, better at running things, better at sales, better at most anything. That's been my experience as a businessman. You could say, well, why aren't women doing, why aren't they running your business if they're so good? Well, because my business was started by me and it was my vision. I've had a number of people try to take over, in a manner of speaking. But I pay homage to Jennifer and her father. That's partially where I'm going here. Jennifer is second in command at the CRN Digital Outpost here in Los Angeles. Her father started it 30 years ago. And this weekend, there was a very lovely party that was basically aimed at celebrating the 30th anniversary of the founding of CRN. Which Mike Horn, her dad, did. He's a longtime L.A. radio guy and saw a chance to start something that most people thought he was crazy to start. It reminds me of what people said to me, including Bob Kay, who's my general manager, when I said I wanted to do a morning syndicated radio program. He said, are you nuts? Do a midday show. Well, I haven't, although some people take this program in the midday. Jennifer's done a superb job, and it was fun during the presentation to have the people that are on the radio and all the programming folks and the folks behind the scene give so much tribute to Jennifer. She doesn't always get the credit. And her father, I think Jennifer and her father and I were talking about this, how she wanted to get up there and say something nice about her dad.
I said, I should say something nice about you.
But other people had said something nice. It is true. You are a warm, wonderful, lovely human being. And people appreciate that, and they like working with you, and I think that was part of it. The whole thing, though, was nice because it focused on how the two of you get along and how you have educated yourself in areas that I don't even understand as far as this business is concerned to make it all work. And again, back to the focus of women who are becoming more and more important, justifiably so, because men have screwed things up so enormously. In terms of where we are today, look at the, maybe the question is, as we contemplate electing a woman to be president, either Carly Fiorina or Hillary Clinton, think about the focus that we have on Goldman Sachs and other big banking companies and the Wall Street companies. Are there any women running any of those firms? No. Are there women? There aren't titular heads, but I will tell you, I know a number of women who could run those firms and do a better job because they're smarter.
Was it Ted Cruz's wife just took a leave of absence, right?
Yeah.
When he started the campaign from Goldman Sachs.
So here we have this opportunity to embrace women and do, and it bothers me to a point because I don't like to think that people get jobs that they aren't qualified for. We saw that happen during all of the years in both education and in business with equal opportunity provisions. A lot of people get into school that had no business going to school. A lot of people get jobs or force people to get jobs because they were recruiting requirements that you had to hire X number of this type of person and that type of person. You got to have somebody of this color and that color and educational background and all these things that were forced on businesses that brought businesses down. And so when the qualification, you got to have so many women, like when Title IX came out. Title IX was the requirement by the federal government that there be as much money spent on female athletics as on male athletics. Was that good or bad? Did it bring out some better women athletes that might not have been able to surface? Would it not have been for that? Funny, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I just think...
Women's soccer took off after that.
Yeah, sure. But I think, Richie, there's too much emphasis now and always has been on just having people come in to a circumstance because they are a certain minority or a certain this, that, or the other thing, rather than being the most qualified. And I think today more women are better qualified to run more businesses than ever before, at least in our history. And certainly when you compare many of the achievements that some of these women have, they've done a better job. Now you can say, well, a woman who runs General Motors, look at all the trouble she's in. Woman who runs Yahoo, look at all the trouble there is there. Those troubles were there long before the women got into those positions.
I think Yahoo's changed quite a bit in the last year or two under that.
The woman, yeah. The
yeah.
Woman.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I can't even
but
go
is she
Yahoo
responsible
anymore.
For the demise breakup of it?
The GM, the lady who's running GM, definitely inherited all of those problems, and I think she's done a good job turning that around. They have a nice
Mary
product
Barra
now.
Mary is her name.
But Yahoo, that's just garbage now.
Really?
I can't even go there.
So does that mean we shouldn't have women run any of those?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a man or it's a woman. Whoever does
well,
a good job.
Well, you see, that's
whoever
it. That's the point. That is the point that we judge people based on race, color, sex, and that's not the way to judge people. Judge people the way they do their job.
That's the way it should be. But so much of people's getting jobs, they're not qualified, but it's because of politics. People get into certain positions.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I wanted to go one step further, and I'm not sure, excuse me, that I will at this point. Let me
let's take a little break. Let you,
yeah, you want to take
your,
a breather?
Let's pause for a moment while I get what's in my
we'll
throat
let you know
out of my throat.
Doug needs to call 911. Come up here on a good day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morris, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harrison with you from New York City. Imagine growing your own vegetables in a back alley in New York City. Well, more and more are thinking green, if only to improve the quality of living. This resident lives in Harlem.
One thing I do is, if you live in an apartment, maybe if you have a roof, I grow a garden on my roof. And that also helps a little bit. You know, having green plants absorbs carbon dioxide and reduces heat gain in cities. So if you live in a city and you have or an apartment and you have access to a roof, grow a garden up there. I try to grow all native plants, native grasses and stuff, so it's good for the local wildlife. We have it in New York, believe it or not. And it also reduces the heat gain and helps the environment.
Yankee ingenuity in one of our first Yankee cities. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
I did a ride from Eastport, Maine to La Push, Washington one time, an endurance ride. That best ride I ever did. Kind of hard because we did it in 3 days.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Sunrise to sunset insanity.
You got to see every different kind of part of the country. We went from the northeast down to the desert and up to the northwest. In 3 days, you saw the main coast with all the rocks and the rain, and you saw the Tennessee Mountains, then you went through the desert, and then you went up through the Colorado Rockies, and ended up in far northwest Washington. I mean, that was a ride, you know? Yeah, 3 days, yeah. 3,700 and something miles. It's called the Sunrise to Sunset Insanity. It's one of the Iron Butt rides.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
17 after the hour, the Smart Doug Steffen Good Day program. So where I was going in part with this conversation about women being in charge was the feeling in most of the West is that the people in the Middle East are backward when it comes to dealing with women and having women involved in their businesses, running their lives, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you may be interested to know that there were two people. This hotel was attacked last week, according to NBC News reports, where the attacks were led by two women jihadists. Attackers went into that hotel, took hostages. Standoff lasted late into Saturday. And there were a number, I think 23, 24 people were killed in this. And among them were four of the jihadists. But the people who got away were the women. There were more women involved in this thing than has been the case before, at least according to this newspaper report or this news report. So what do we think, excuse me, about given the status of women? These are not women from the Middle East. These are women from other countries who have signed on to either sympathize or work with Al-Qaeda or Daesh, or I don't know that we've seen any of that in Boko Haram or the Taliban, but it is interesting that more women are believing in the message of jihad. Why is that?
Well, they did a whole campaign trying to recruit women to ISIS,
yeah,
which
they
I
did.
Thought was odd. Mm-hmm. And
why
you know,
do you think
they
it was
showed
odd?
Them. Well, why because they that? Showed him the way they did the campaign. I thought it was weird. They showed him making like, you know, Oreo cheesecake and all these different things. Like it was some great life to come and join ISIS. But you've seen a switch now, or we've all seen a switch with the way ISIS is using women. It used to be that they were constantly behind the scenes. Now they're using women as lookouts. They're using them to actually
well,
perpetrate the attacks.
Are they using them? Are they fodder? Like young people are put into the front lines in a war. Many young men have been put into the front lines because they didn't know anything or they were unpopular with their officers. I mean, that's legion. That's happened in armies all around the world. So is that the reason that women are being put in these positions? Because once again, we go back to the I'm looking at it as if there's some trend here, women even getting involved in running the jihadist plots.
I think that they know that any time that one of them walks through an airport security, they're going to be suspect. And if they get a woman, that they probably won't be close looked
at as well. Yeah, they're not going to be
under a microscope. So they're trying to get more women, young kids, so that they can sneak people through into secure places.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's all food for thought. The situation with the price of oil in our country down now substantially again. Here in California, I actually bought gas for for $2.79.
$1.75 this
$1.75
weekend.
Where you are?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, the national average is down below even that, Richie.
Yeah, I know.
Now, and with this oil glut, people again say, oh, this is bad. I don't know. Well, it's bad for some industries. There have been a lot of big companies that do drilling and stuff who borrow a lot of money from big banks. And now there's a story in the Wall Street Journal that there are, it could be $10 oil by the end of the year, which will cost oil companies a lot of jobs, and many of them will go bankrupt. And so the banks will be sitting there. For example, Wells Fargo has $17 billion in loans to the oil and gas sector.
Wow.
Huh? So there
and
you go, JP Morgan.
Closely tied to oil, too. We don't want it to get too low.
No. Wow. But it's
not gold-backed anymore.
Well, yeah. 21 at the hour here on Good Day.